Welcome to the Conservative Social Psychology Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Mather. Today I'm going to talk about media bias. Social psychology research has shown that all humans have biases. It's possible to correct for biases, but it's difficult. Controlled experiments in the 1980s examined news coverage of a major event. Both liberals and conservatives found it to be biased against their worldview. That was seen as evidence that the news media was neutral, but that isn't the case. Allegations of a liberal media bias go back to at least the Reagan era. With the repeal of the Fairness Doctrine in 1987, coverage was opened up to conservative outlets to bring balance. When I was a kid, my dad would watch different news stations at 5 p.m. and 10 p.m. to get multiple perspectives. The business model of the news played a major role in the current biases. There's a difference between news and opinion commentary. For many years, Fox News seemed relatively unbiased on their news coverage and biased in favor of conservatives on their opinion shows. As viewership builds around opinion shows, the news team necessarily shapes closer and closer to the bias to keep all viewers that all day long. At that point, it wouldn't make sense to have the news coverage be substantially different from the rest of the day's programming that has captured the loyal audience. That formula works for any of the news media that have opinion shows. MSNBC has the same incentives for their liberal opinion shows and news coverage as well. I think the problem is how people respond to bias coverage. We have an explosion of information, but everyone now has a voice. Social media platforms allow everyone to say something, and that's great. The problem is when people are not selective in how they digest information and when they don't critically evaluate it. I have talked about this with both conservatives and liberals. I believe that everyone having an unfiltered voice is a good thing, and it's our responsibility as consumers to critically evaluate what we encounter. Audiences have biases and are drawn to what confirms their beliefs. This is called confirmation bias. Reporters have biases as well. In the past, reporters were trained to be apolitical. They were taught to offer both sides of the story and not to become the story themselves. They're still good reporters, but they don't get the same attention as the ones who break the rules. Society rewards reporters who become the story and ignores the ones who just report the news. Think of Jim Acosta as an example of someone who becomes the story. Some reporters are aware of their biases and some are not. If someone covers news for Breitbart or the Huffington Post, they have a good idea of their own biases. But many probably don't know they are biased, like the metaphor of the fish that doesn't know it's wet because it's always surrounded by water. Echo chambers are easy to fall into. Bias correction is tough and requires that you are aware of your bias, that you know what direction and how much bias there is, and that you're motivated to correct it. All of this while not being tired or distracted. To do that regularly is challenging, but it's what good news reporters and good scientists do every day. The key to fixing it is getting people to ask themselves critical questions about the information they encounter. In social psychology, it is described as high thinking central route to persuasion and the bells and whistles peripheral route to persuasion. It is too easy for an audience to land on their favorite media outlet, endorse it as their own, and then mindlessly believe all of its programming without challenging it. I'm no different than everyone else, and I do the same thing. But I ask myself why I believe a particular belief. I seek out other perspectives, even if it means entering enemy territory of opposing ideas to see if I have it right. People should critically analyze information and keep an open mind. The media shows bias, but we as consumers of information also share responsibility for our own persuasion.